may be seated. Open your mind is up to the book of Isaiah, chapter 37. You got to say amen. Verse 14, it says, and Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thy ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see. And hear all the words of Sennacherib, which has sent to reproach the living God. Tell the truth, Lord. The kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent unto Hezekiah, saying, thus said the Lord God of Israel, whereas thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high? Even against the Holy One of Israel. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. I want to talk a little bit today about prayer. The scripture also says in the New Testament in Philippians 4 and 6, it says, be careful or anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Be not anxious about anything, but in everything, and I'm quoting this over again, in everything, but in every situation, what he's saying, he said, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. You can't pray unless you honor God first. That's the way I look at it.
Amen.
If you notice, Hezekiah didn't go in with the letter in his hand as he spread it before God and asked God to just take care of this only, but he had to lift up God first and tell him how great he is. He told him he is the Most High, there's none only but him. There's only one God, and you're the God that delivered us out of Egypt. You're the one that delivered us out of all our situations. You're the one, glory to God, that kept us in the wilderness. You're the one that clothed us when we needed clothing. You're the one that gave us bread. You're the one that gave us the breath. You're the one that laid down with us when we laid down at night. You're the one. He's giving him the praise. And that's what we got to do before we go in and ask God for the guineas. We got to give him some praise and lift him up and let him know that he is the only one that can bless us. Come on. He said, make your request be unknown. He made it, he spread it out. Glory to God. You don't have to tell nobody else about your problems, glory to God. You got the problem solver on the inside. Hallelujah. You don't have to talk to anybody else about it, glory to God. The Bible says you need no man to teach you, save the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost rise up in your problems and your circumstances, you can take it to God Almighty, who is on the inside of the temple that is called the temple of God.
That's right.
He took it to the house, but we can take it to the temple.
Come on now. Come on now.
I'm going to give God some praise. when he received this letter. See, he wasn't shaking. If he was shaking, glory to God, he'd have went direct to God and told him what's going on, like God don't know what's going on. Glory to God. He's still the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord of hosts right now. Amen. He knows what's going on in our lives even before we have asked him about it. We don't have to tell God what he don't know. We can ask God to lift up us and to bless us and to strengthen us to receive what he has promised us. Glory to God. Now, whatever we have need of, God can supply that need. But you need to reverence him first. Hallelujah. To let him know that he is God.
Amen, amen.
Before I kneel down and pray, I kneel down and pray in devotion unto God. God, I love you with all my heart, my soul, and my mind. You got to love God, glory to God, before you can go to him and ask, glory to God. He says, seek and ye shall find him. You got to lift him up and you seek him, and then you can ask it and it shall be given, glory to God. You can go unto God, but I don't care what kind of problems you got, God is able to solve every one of them. The word supplication, one explanation of it is restricted to prayer offered to God, having regard to the power of him who is invoked and given prominence to personal devotion. It also means a petition for a special object, having regard to our necessity rather than to God's sufficiency to supply it, giving prominence to the personal need. Hezekiah had the first one I read, personal devotion. He put that first. He also had the second one, personal need. Glory to God. The Bible said we're troubled on every side, but yet not distressed.
That's right. Come on now.
Glory to God. Why? Because God is able to do exceedingly and abundant above all that we can even ask or think of. So why should we go to God afraid? Why should we go to God expecting? A lot of people go to God expecting after they have prayed. But I'm here to tell you that you need to put faith before expectancy. Glory to God, and stand on the word of God and stand on what you have asked God and believe. If you don't believe him, glory to God, you won't have what you have need of. But if you believe God, God will come to your rescue, glory to God, and you won't be distressed and you won't be perplexed and be in despair, but God will deliver you out of them all. Come on and give him some praise. He said, oh Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, God is the Lord of hosts. Israel was the host. God is still the Lord of hosts. Glory to God, we are his chosen ones. Glory to God, we are the people out of a people. And we're studying in the corporate anointing class. We are living in that seventh day from Adam. Glory to God. That's the day of spiritual perfection. Glory to God. God is putting us together, strengthening us, and let us know that he is God. Glory to God. See, he done gave us a little trinkets and all that stuff because we ask him about it. Glory to God. But it's time to receive the power and the anointing like never before. Glory to God. So you are able to do what the scripture said. Pull down the stronghold. Glory to God. And bring every word under subjection unto the obedience of this word. And when you do that, God will meet your every need according to his riches in glory. Come on and give him some praise. Because if you go with expectation all the time, after you pray, sooner or later you forget about it when God don't meet your need, when you want him to meet your need. God does things according to his time. Glory to God. So what you should do is pray and leave it alone.
That's right.
That's what Hezekiah did. He presented it before God. Glory to God. He knew God is able to take care of the enemy, so he presented it. But first he gave God some praise to let him know, glory to God, I know who you are, glory to God. We know who God is. He saved us, number one, glory to God. He washed us in his precious blood, glory to God. We know who he is. He raked us up this morning and started us on our way. We know who he is. Clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. We know who he is. He got food on our table. We know who he is, glory to God. So we should have any problems. when we go to him with a need that he already knows of, glory to God, we should go to him and give him some praise and some glory and lift him up to him and call his holy name, because he is holy. And if he is holy, be holy also. Come on and give him some praise. I like the way they worded that. He went to the house of the Lord and spread it. That's all the problem is, another it. He spread it, before God. You got to spread your it's before God. Your problems and your circumstances, glory to God, before God. But you got to know before you do that, that he's able to meet that need. Now it's up to him to meet the need when he wants to, glory to God, because he know our hearts and our ways. He knows sometimes we're going to get in the way, so he got to straighten us out along the way so that we can receive it, glory to God. But don't worry about it, by glory to God. The Bible said that the blessing of the Lord is rich, glory to God, and there's no sorrow. It'll soon catch up with you, don't worry about it. It'll soon overtake you, don't worry about it. Just keep on praising God and looking out to the harvest. And to finish up your faith, glory to God, and walk that walking, and talk that talking, shake the dust off your feet, move on down the road, lift up God as you go, praise him and lift him up, and God will be on your side in any situation wherever you go. Come on and get up. I like about God, glory to God, when you put it in his hand and leave it alone, then he has a way of surprising you. Right. Glory to God. You look around and all of a sudden he's heaping stuff up on you that you prayed 20 years ago. Glory to God. But God is not slack in his ways like man is. Glory to God. What he said, it shall come to pass. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Glory to God. So if you stand on this word that came from the breath of God, and you are breathing, that breath, he's on the inside, you're breathing that power, you're breathing that anointing, you can pull down the stronghold, you can tear down the wall, glory to God, you can bring them in, glory to God, you can glorify God wherever you go. I don't care if it's overseas or across the waters or whatever, God is God everywhere. He created the heavens and the earth. There's no other power that did that, and nobody do it but God. And it's still where he put it, and it's going to be there till he gets tired. Come on, give it up.
Amen, amen, amen.
In other words, don't worry about the simple things. And like we know about them. Don't worry about the simple things in life. The simple things in life is our need. That is no problem. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, is righteous, and all these simple things to be added unto you. Glory to God. We need money to live. We need clothes. We need cars. We need jobs. We need all of this stuff. Glory to God. But who provided? That's the one I'm looking at. Glory to God. The one that provided. One that can keep us and sustain us in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the one I give my praise to. The one that created it in the beginning. Man discovered it, but he don't want to give God no praise. Though. He act like it's his, but it belongs to God. Everything in this earth belongs to God. Everything you got in your house belongs to God. Everything you wearing on your back belongs to God. Every word that you speak belongs to God. Every breath that you breathe belongs to God. So you should lift him up and glorify his name. For he is that light, and he is the Lord God of everyone. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. He said, he told God, he said, and how they used to worship them gods that was idols. He said, but they pulled them down and cast them into the fire. They no more. But guess what? We have the tendency to still slip into worshiping some idols.
Come on now.
Glory to God.
Break it down.
My own ideas. I'm talking about the human part now. My own ideas and my own ways and all of that stuff and what I want to do. Glory to God. My own satisfaction and all of this. But don't you know that God reached down into this dirt and formed us and blew His breath of life into us. Glory to God. Don't you know He know how to bless you? Don't you know He know how to keep you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to lift Him up. Glory to God. But just as He gave it, He can take it away. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but when He takes it back, His breath. Glory to God. I want to be in His very presence, glory to God, in His bosom, glory to God, and I want to be there to lift Him up and to praise Him even the more to eternity, glory to God. That's what I like. I'm going to reign with Him eternity, glory to God, and when I reign with Him eternity, I won't have no need for the itch and the things, glory to God. There won't be no more sickness, there won't be no more need for food, there won't be no need for breath, glory to God, for He is the breath, and we are the breath, glory to God. There won't be no more need for shoes on my feet, glory to God, but we are going to be glorified. There won't be no more need for cars and chariots and airplanes and all this stuff. It's all in the glory of God that we'll be shining forevermore wherever we go. Come on and give us that praise. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying don't worry about those things. Keep your mind. The scripture said this, to keep your mind stayed up on thee.
That's right.
And when you do that, He can give you perfect peace. Why? Because your mind is stayed up on Him. Glory to God. So don't worry about this thing. Listen, we are going through trouble. The scripture tells us we are going through trouble. I think it's in Corinthians over there somewhere. It said we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not forgotten.
Yes.
He hasn't forgotten us.
That's right.
So we got to stay focused on Him. That's our vision. Your prayers is your daily prayer.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Let me say it again. I say your prayers is part of your daily prayer.
That's right.
Jesus said, I am the bread of life, and whosoever partake of me shall never hunger, and whosoever believes in me shall never thirst. That's our daily bread.
That's right.
You should lift Him up and glorify His name, because you'll never hunger. That's what He said. If you lift Him up, if you glorify Him, you'll never thirst. He said that, glory to God. So you can hold God to His word, because His word shall not come back void unto Him, but it shall accomplish that which He breathed, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto He sent it. He sent it to us, glory to God. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to live according to this word, glory to God. I'm going to be talked about, glory to God. But years ago I was talked about, glory to God. I'm going to be bruised, glory to God. But a while back I was bruised, glory to God. Glory to God. But I'm going to keep on lifting up God, because He is the answer to everything. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Come on and give it some praise. See, when when Hezekiah did all these things, see, God already knew about his enemy. He ain't no long time enemy. He ain't no just come. You know? Some are instant, some are long time. We got a long time from the beginning.
Amen.
Glory to God. But we have power now.
Yes.
Because we are not living there any longer. Hallelujah. We're walking in the new day.
Amen.
With the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In other words, we're walking in peace and righteousness and joy in that Holy Ghost. Come on and give me some praise. We're able to do it. I want to say that again. We are able to do it. All you got to do is do like Jesus said, if thou canst only believe. If you believe, you can do it. Glory to God. You say, well, I believe, but ain't nothing happening. Well, let me tell you something. Don't stop believing.
Amen.
Don't stop praying.
Amen.
Don't stop asking.
Amen.
Don't stop seeking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's no end here. It's the unlimited God.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. All the word we need is for from cover to cover, glory to God. It is in God, and all of that is unlimited. Paul put it this way. He said, neither depth nor height nor width nor breadth going to separate me from the love of God. The breadth is unlimited. The depth is unlimited. The width is unlimited. Wherever you look is unlimited. I was watching a program the other day. I like to watch some science program. You know, I be laughing at them. They going up there trying to find another planet that look like Earth. See, that's man's
Amen.
Wisdom and his thinking, you know. And first of all, he messed it up when he said all this was evolved. You know, planets started exploding and it created another one and all that stuff, you know. There's no relationship there. They took them, I forgot how many years they said it took them to get to Pluto. When they got there, they found out it wasn't nothing but a planet froze with ice. Volcanoes that erupt, ice. Took them all that time. First, they couldn't do it with the other thing they set up there. So they set up one man. See, man is wise. He created one that runs fast. He always want to do things in a hurry. So they found out when they got there that the thing is going so fast it did what they call a drive-by or a fly-by. But they had it set up, they had so many cameras on that thing, though, no matter how it flew by, it took some pictures and sent them back to Earth. I was sitting there laughing. I said, God, they don't know nothing. This Earth that we're on is going to be here till you come back. This sun is going to be there where you put it until you come back. The stars are going to keep reproducing, glory to God. I don't care how far they fly out in the space, they're going to see some more stars. The moon is going to sit where you put it, glory to God. Pluto going to spin around like it's supposed to spin around. Still full of ice when you come, glory to God. Mars is going to be Mars when you come back, glory to God. But all you want to do when you come back is find your people worshiping you and praying to you and in the right position so they can go home with you, glory to God. That's what we got to look at, glory to God. That God is almighty and there's none else. Come on and give me some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then Isaiah, he sent the word unto Hezekiah. Hallelujah. God the Father sent the word unto you and I.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He sent it. Glory to God. When the word came, it was the same as it was in the Old Testament. Glory to God. When the word came, they still didn't believe it. They didn't believe God over there. And when the Son came, they didn't believe him. They were looking at him in the flesh. They didn't believe it. Glory to God. But Isaiah sent the word. Glory to God. He sent it unto Hezekiah. And he sent that word. He said, thus said the Lord God of Israel, whereas thou hast prayed. See, God, but that's the key verse right there. Three words. Thou hast prayed. I want to translate it this way. Because you pray.
Amen.
Come on and give it some praise. Because you pray. So you don't have to wait to come up in here. It's because you pray that God's going to answer your prayer. You don't have to call the pastor up, glory to God. It's because you pray, glory to God. God didn't come but didn't ask. He sent that word to Hezekiah telling him, because you pray, not the nation, glory to God. Because you pray, glory to God. Not the president of the United States. Because you pray, glory to God. And when you pray, God will meet your needs and he will answer your prayer. Come on and give me some praise. People come to you for prayer. They come to you for prayer because they believe that you can touch God. But what they don't believe is that they can't touch God. Hallelujah. Because if you do it that way, then what are you doing? You are respecting the man and not the God that's in the man. Hallelujah. I don't have nothing magical, glory to God. I'm on my knees every day before God. I get up every morning at 4 o'clock, glory to God, coming before God. Hallelujah. But I don't come with my knees. I come with my worship and my praise. And let God, I still love it when I laid down last night. So you got to let God know these things. He know your heart, so you can't lie, glory to God. But I like to just sit back and reverence God and glorify Him. Why? Because that's the joy keep coming in, glory to God. Every time you lift them up, you receive joy, glory to God. Every time you lift them up, the glory come down on you. Every time you lift them up, you get strength, glory to God. Every time you lift them up, you got some instructions and direction. Every time you lift him up, glory to God, you can be happy, glory to God. Every time you lift him up, glory to God, you'll get close to your loved ones being saved. Every time you lift him up, glory to God, you'll get closer to the need that you have been praying for. Come on and give God some praise. He said, "Whereas thou hast bread to me, not to man." But if you pray to the God that's in the man, then you're praying to God.
That's right.
Right.
And through that supplication, God will answer your prayer. Whether it be a need or whether it be a personal devotion. I said do the personal thing first. Devotion. Because God has already got our blessings in hand. But we got to reverence the one who created all things in heaven and earth. And that's God. There was nothing made that was not made by Him. I don't care what man is doing. He will never do anything right because he won't do it according to the scriptures.
Come on now.
He'll do it according to his ways.
Tell
and, right. And you know, they got this thing called medical marijuana. Ain't no such thing as no medical marijuana. Marijuana is marijuana. Dope is dope, glory to God. Milk is milk, glory to God. A cow is a cow. And a hog is a hog, glory to God. But man is trying to change this stuff. It's about medical marijuana, like it's going to heal you. I've known anybody that had ever healed, glory to God. And guess what? It's not going to heal nobody, glory to God, because it's nothing but another drug, glory to God. I told him, I said, y'all using all that junk stuff. You ought to go over there and get some medical marijuana. They got a little bit more stuff in it than that junk, glory to God, that you're using on the street, glory to God. But it still ain't going to heal you. All it's going to do is perplex your mind and direct you the way you think, glory to God. Direct you back to yourself, and you're going to start irrationalizing and carrying on and carrying on, and you're going to do the thing of the old nature and find yourself in a deep trouble. Come on and give God some praise. Wherever I go, I brag on God. God saved my soul. People tell me, "Oh, you how old are you?" I'm 81. You don't look like you 81. Yes, I am. I'm 81.
Hallelujah.
But you don't need any blood pressure. No, I don't have no blood pressure. You ain't got nothing wrong with you. No, I don't have no, and I cut them off with their names up. I don't have no sugar. I don't have no blood pressure. You know, I ain't had no stroke. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I ain't got no stomach problem. I ain't taking no medicine, glory to God. They look at my medical sheet, you know, and then some of them got a long sheet, you know, that wrap sheet, it's a medical sheet. They got that medical sheet, so I brag on God. For all things they see on mine is some medicine for my feet, glory to God, because that scale a lot. So I put that stuff on there, and I don't want to put that on there, because sooner or later it's going to eat up your feet. So I brag on my God. Well, you sure look good. That's because my God is good. That's what you got to tell that old nature way. God is good. Hallelujah. And if you trust in Him, then you will be good. Let me tell you something. We're going to go through some pain. Well, I have some pain. Lord, I got a little stuff here, a little stuff there, ache there. You know, I got some of my rub on and rub it on last night because it was aggravating me and all that stuff, but that didn't stop me from laying down and going to sleep.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. It didn't stop Hezekiah for going unto God and praying. Amen. Because the enemy was getting ready to oppress them.
Come on now.
He didn't go into the house with fear. Glory to God. But he went in with praise. He went in with worship, glory to God. Because he knew, glory to God, that God was going to prank them out. You got to go before God, glory to God, believing and trusting in him, glory to God, and knowing that God is going to bring you out, glory to God. Don't pay attention to the pain. Yeah, you're going to feel it and all that. That's why you got feelings, glory to God. But know this one thing, that God is still the healer. He's still the deliverer. He's still a great God. He's still strong and doing it. Cause that's what you exploit in him, glory to God. That's why we can go through the pain. That's why we can go through the hate, glory to God, and come out, glory to God, on the other side, lifting up the glory of God. Come on and give it up. I'm getting ready to close. So God began to speak the word to him. He said, I'm gonna take care of them cities. That's what that virgin Zion is talking about, togetherness, okay. Or use a woman or someone that's a girl, or something like that. But here he's talking about the nation. Zion is one of them. And he said, they have despised thee.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. How many people despise you? Sometimes God will let you know, but I always ask God, I don't want to know who despised you. But you can find that out every time you talk to somebody sometime. You ever talk to somebody and they got a smile on their face, but your spirit don't bear witness with their spirit in the good part, but it always bear witness with them in the bad part because you know something ain't right, but I don't ask God what's going on. It ain't none of my business. It's his business, glory to God. And it's our business to keep praising him so he can take care of the business that we have need of. Come on and give me some praise. He said it and laughed to scorn. People are laughing at the children of God.
Amen.
Don't think they're not laughing. I know we preached way back in the past days how people laughed at you and all that stuff. Guess what? They still laughing.
Amen.
The Bible says that men, the seducers will wax worse. Works yes. In earth. Yes. That means that their ideas yes. Gonna wax work.
Yes. Yes.
So they find a new way to laugh at you.
Right.
Glory to God. They find a new way how to do it. To scorn you. They find a new way. Why? Because it ain't gonna be the same, because you're gonna remember the old way. Once you get stepped on, you're gonna remember that way. But the enemy don't always come back the same way. He always comes with something new, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, you got something greater. The scripture said, great is he that is within us, that he that is in the world. So we got one that's greater than your problems and your circumstances. And his name is Jesus, glory to God. He came down here and manifested himself in the flesh. He walked through this thing, glory to God. He talked to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They didn't believe him, glory. He talked to the disciples and some of them didn't believe him, glory to God. He talked to everyone that came his way, glory to God. Some he gave miracles and some didn't believe he was a miracle worker. But he still went on to the cross with you and I, glory to God. And he died there and he bled that, glory to God. But one day he got up, glory to God. And it wasn't long after that day. He got up out of that grave, glory to God. And when he got up, we got up, glory to God. When he laid down, we laid down. And when he rose up, we rose up for the resurrection life. Come on, you God. He said, therefore, thou inheritance was small power. Don't compare with God. He took care of all of them that scorned him and laughed at him. God took care of them. Well, if God took care of them over there, and the Bible says he's the same today as he was there and forevermore, guess what? He's going to take care of us. If you want to know something, he's doing that right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say he's doing that right now.
Amen.
He's taking care of us.
Yes, he is.
You just got to focus on him. He'll let you know what he's doing, glory to God. According to his will and his way.
Amen.
He don't let you know all the time because you're going to mess up.
Right.
He don't let you know all the time what he's going to do.
Right.
He know what's good for you.
Amen.
That's the Father.
Amen.
He know what's good for you.
Amen.
So some things, the Father don't, and your natural father, some things in life as you was growing up, they didn't tell you right then.
Amen.
Because it wasn't time. They told you later on when you was growing up a little bit. That's what God does. When you mature a little bit in him, then he'll let you know some things that you should have known back there, but you wasn't ready. Come on and give God some praise. He said, by thy servants hast thou reproached the Lord. When people talk about you, they are talking about God. As the pastor always said, don't take it personal. Because they are provoking your God. And guess what? God said, vengeance is mine.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I don't, you know, I don't worry about people. A lot of people say, you know, some of my family, they tell me, you got a soft heart. Well, that's all right. Leave my heart alone. Take care of yours. My heart be soft. Glory to God. Take care of your heart. Guard it. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God will keep you. We are not the same, but we in one body.
Amen.
And God is keeping us. You got different ideas. I got different ideas. You like different things. I like different things. Glory to God. So leave my things alone and do your things and just keep praising God. And God is perfecting his church. I don't care what we're doing, how we're doing it. Glory to God. We ain't got nothing to do with him perfecting the church. He is doing it on his own. Glory to God. So if he's doing it on his own and we're a part of the church, that means he's perfecting us. Glory to God. Because we're a part of him. Come on, lift God up and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give me some praise. Everyone stand to your feet.